All right, Jeff, you got us?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Awesome. All right, we are now joined by the race-winning crew chief. Jeff, just walk us through this run. You know, how does it feel to get that win with Sheldon?
Oh, it's great. I mean, obviously you want to win the whole race outright, but we'll take a rain delay anyway it is. I mean, the fact we were just leading the race when the rain came out, we didn't do a pitch strategy to get the lead. We were able to be in the lead for quite a while, and then it started raining. So that's better. Pretty pumped about it. Truck was a little tight taking off today, but that's been good for us because we've been loose every race this year. And so this is the first race we've got the balance the other way. It's been good. Sheldon did a really, really nice job on the restarts. He was very aggressive on the bottom. That's what got us in the lead, you know. And I think Phil Parsons said it the other day, if he had done some of that stuff last year, we probably would have been backed in the wall. So Sheldon has really matured this year. I think he's doing a really good job. The team's doing a really good job. So pretty pumped about it. And it was overall a good day for us.
All righty. Well, we are going to get started with some media questions. As a reminder, just click the participants tab and raise your hand. Our first question for Jeff will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Jeff. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, can you just talk about your chemistry with Sheldon? How come it's so strong? And it just seems like that you guys, anytime you guys are paired together, that you guys are just completely stupid fast. I mean, just Sheldon has just improved so much over the past year.
Well, I think he and I have a great personal relationship outside the racetrack. So we have that friendly relationship that when we are at the racetrack and things get heated, or, you know, he's making mistakes or I'm making mistakes, however it is, I can get on him pretty hard and probably say some harsh things to him, and he doesn't take it personal. And then he picks right up, and 2 minutes later, we're good to go. A lot of people you work with take it personal, get upset, and let it ruin the rest of the day, and he doesn't. He knows when we're getting on him, he's doing wrong. And same for me. You know, he's got on me a couple times about some things, and that's just the way it works. And I just think our relationship outside the racetrack being so close, and, you know, we do a lot of things away from here, and, you know, I think we have a really good relationship. It reminds me when I worked with Grant Enfinger. We had the same relationship outside the racetrack. So we've gotten to the point now, this will be about the third year we've worked together in two different series. So now kind of at that point where he starts talking about the truck and what he needs, I pretty much got a good idea of already what he wants, and he's already getting a better idea of what we're going to do for him.
And you guys have been in a championship situation before. Now you guys are going to go for a second championship together. Does that relationship or mentality of what you had to do to win that championship help you guys now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it carries over to everything we're doing. So looking forward to it. I mean, obviously, this punches our ticket to be in the chase. So now we can take some of the pressure off of us to keep going, keep making our trucks better. We could probably make some more gambles in the races now and try and get stage wins so we can get the points for the playoffs. So, but yeah, I mean, it should be fun.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Thanks, Marissa. Hey, Jeff. Congrats on the win. I want to ask you about the performance of GMS so far since the return from the COVID-19 pandemic. How strong has this team been since the return?
It's been pretty good. You know, I mean, it started off at Charlotte, and I think we all pretty much finished in the top five right there. And the race started off a little rough for us, but we all rebounded. And I was actually a little nervous about it coming back because we didn't do a lot of work in the pandemic. You know, we were off for almost 2 months, and I know where there's some other teams bringing people in and getting ahead of the curve, and we weren't. But that just shows how strong GMS is as a company, that we were able to come in at the last minute, go racing a couple weeks later, and start off. The thing is, I feel good about the rest of the year going to these other tracks, because I feel like our two worst tracks is Atlanta and Homestead as far as the company goes, and those are behind us now, and it shows we didn't run good as a company at those places. And I feel like all the rest of the races coming up is going to be really, really strong for GMS, and I'm looking forward to some of the new races we're going to, is Daytona and stuff like that, so it's going to be fun.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right. And do we have any final questions for Jeff? As a reminder, just click the raise your hand, or you can shoot me a message real quick. But if not, we will set him free. All right, Jeff, it looks like you're good to go. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.